Well, Dean, that's what was a great week up until now. It's a very frustrating end to it for you.
Yeah, very frustrating. Certainly the first half, we weren't anywhere near our levels that we have been. You know, they played long from the goalkeeper and, you know, we competed for the first ball, but I thought they picked up too many second balls today and had territorial advantages. I've had a big chance when Gosling has, you know, put one wide, and then we've conceded two from, you know, second phase set piece. So a little bit of concentration, you know, and we've had a couple of chances in the first half as well. We've had the one that's flashed right across the six-yard box. Jack's hit the post. But we weren't good enough on the ball in the first half, and you know, I was frustrated with the second goal because there was a clear foul on Ezri Konsa on the edge of their box, and they break and go and score from a second phase from the free kick.
Mm. And when they went out to 10 men, obviously you got yourself back into it, but maybe just didn't make it count enough.
No, I mean, you know, you have to give them credit as well. They banked in very well and made it difficult. We've had a lot of the ball and perhaps didn't create as many clear-cut chances as we could. You know, we scored the goal. I thought we should have had a penalty just before that. Bjorn has headed one over the bar. The goalkeeper's designed to punch him in the face. But we didn't have a VAR. You know, we kept working hard trying to move the ball and drag them out and open up them opportunities. Keenan's had a one-on-one where he's gone through with the goalkeeper and he's made a good block. And they've cleared one off the line as well. But, you know, with all the possession and territory we had in the second half, I'd like us to be, you know, creating a few more clear-cut chances. And we got as many forward-thinking players on the pitch as we could. And it just wasn't to be. I think, you know, 4 minutes, it could have been 10 minutes again. Ball boys went on strike after 55. You know, but it is what it is.
Mm. One bright spot was Keenan's performance, I thought.
Yeah, Keenan was good when he came on. He was good when he came on Tuesday night against Leicester as well. And, you know, He's good into feet. He's strong. He looks strong. He looks quicker as well, and he's a good link-up player. And you know, he's played a big part in Ali Samata's first goal as well.
No, Danny Drinkwater today, is that an injury or?
Yeah, he just felt a tight calf yesterday in training, so he didn't travel down with us. But we've got a mini break now where he can go and get himself right.
Just finally for me, what are you going to use this mini break for? Reflect, regroup, what?
A bit of everything. Reflection, certainly. Review. You know, we haven't had an awful lot of time to review an awful lot of things because, you know, it's been very, very busy in terms of games. Getting through to the Carabao Cup final has meant we've had a lot of midweek games as well. So we haven't probably had a lot of time to review a lot of stuff, and we'll certainly take that as well as have a rest because we all need that mentally and physically.
Dean, you seem to take a little while to get going in the first half. Did you fear that might be the case after the euphoria of midweek, but after the Lord Mayor's show, perhaps?
Yeah, I mean, but we also said that we knew that Bournemouth would start quick. They did against Brighton. They went and tried to play in our half, and they kept the ball in our half too easily for me. I didn't think we used the ball as well as we should have when we won it back, and you know, it enabled them to keep coming at us. But you know, just the goals, second phase set pieces disappoint me. A few refereeing decisions out there, you know, and even their second yellow card I thought was very harsh, you know, a soft one. But their second goal certainly, I think, changes game. I think 1-0 was still in it. You know, at half time we can change a few things, and you know, but it wasn't to be.
Result aside, perfect start for Samata to his Premier League career, obviously scoring on his debut.
Yeah, no, he's had a good start so far. He had a good performance on Tuesday night, you know, and today I thought first half he was looked a little bit lonely up there. I thought we didn't get enough bodies around him quick enough, you know. But second half he's lasted 90 minutes today, scored one, and you know, he'll feel that he could have got a couple of more chances as well, and you know, but he's had a bright start so far.
And obviously Borja Bastón through the door as well. Are you confident now that with the transfer window shut that you've got enough quality in this squad, enough depth to stay up?
Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody knew I wanted another centre forward, and you know, we've got a hungry one who's come into the building, so looking forward to working with him now.